soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today. What a joy to have you on this Tuesday morning on the broadcast. We're in the book of Hosea today as we continue. The need for the hour is a spiritual revival for America. We pick it up in chapter 4 and verse number 12 today as we're looking at revival for our great land. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. There's a great song by the National Christian Choir singing for us today. Go ahead. What a powerful song. Oh, magnify the Lord. Let's lift up his name today. It must be that he must increase and I must decrease. You know, Easter is coming. I'd like you to pray for our church. We've had 9,000 the last 2 years for our Easter service. And this year we're praying that God would give us 10,000 people to hear the word of God. And so we're praying for a great, great day. I hope that you'll pray for that. We have them in the parks on Saturday, big, big soul winning day in the parks, and then a big, big service on Sunday. And that's coming up in April real quickly now, so I hope you'll pray for us. I have not forgotten, and I think you'll enjoy the song as the singers sing for us right now.
God's only begotten, and the price that he paid for my sin. I must not forget, with joy not regret, he died on the cross for all men. Jesus.
by His saving power, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
And afflicted, as the prophets predicted, despised and rejected of men. But in His agony, there was ransom for me. His blood bought me joy without end.
I was lost without hope.
Lost without hope.
When the Lord saved my soul.
Saved my soul. I remember that hour. By His saving power, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I am washed in the flood of His cleansing blood. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
Lord,
I have not forgotten.
I wonder what the name of that song is. Brother Harold, he was sitting next to me on the platform. He pastors in Kentucky for the last 20 years or so. And they were singing, Amen, Brother. I think it was, Amen, Brother. Amen, Brother. Amen. Amen, Brother. Amen, Brother. Amen, Brother. Amen. He goes, I wonder what the name of that song is. Oh, brother, I guess this one's I Have Not Forgotten. My people, chapter 4, verse 12, my people ask counsel at their stocks. That was their false religions. They felt like their false religions and all that they consumed, that they didn't need God. They, oh no. In fact, I don't even know if there is a God. And my people did this. Not the world. My people did this. My people ask counsel of their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. For the spirit of whoredom hath caused them to err. You know, these religions of this world, of course, the Muslims, you know, you go ahead and kill an American or a Westerner and you get 72, and you kill yourself and you get 72 virgins in heaven. That's not the Bible. That's not the Bible. That's not the word of God. We're to love our neighbor as ourselves, not hate our neighbor, so we'll get 72 virgins in heaven. There's no such scripture that even comes near approving that. It caused them to err, and they've gone a whoring from under their God. Walk with God, not walk with your flesh. They sacrifice the top of the mountains. Oh, they're doing these religious things. On the tops of the mountains, they burn incense upon the hills, the oaks, or the pillars of the elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore, your daughter shall commit whoredom, and your spouses commit adultery. Your families will be destroyed. Your wives, your daughters. God's word is dealing with us. I mean, what is the statistics? 65% of men commit adultery, and so that means with a woman. I think it's 65, maybe 70% commit adultery in a marriage. I would say that's pretty bad stuff. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. They have separated with whores and harlots, and therefore shall the people not understand and fall. God says, you know, God's always slow. He promised to destroy Nineveh, but he waited 150 years. But he did destroy it. Verse 16. For Israel slideth back as a sliding heifer. What's a heifer? As a young cow who's not yet delivered a calf. And God says, you young people, you be careful. I wonder, and I thank God for our teenagers and the holiness and the godliness and the soul winning and the singing and all that. We got so many kids doing right. But I wonder how many are just playing the part. You graduate from the Christian school, then you walk away from God. You walk away from your parents. You walk away from the things of God. You get out of church. At first, you go to a contemporary church. Then you go to something else. Then you get out of church entirely. Then you begin to, I have people that begin to wonder, is there a God? And I have folks that say, there is no God. They were born here. They were raised here. They grew up here. My heart aches, and they're sliding back as a heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. It's very dangerous what's going to happen. Ephraim, God's people, is joined to idols. Let them alone. They think their idols are going to save them. Your idols are not going to save you. They're not going to help you. Their drink is sour. They've committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. I guess that's what these Epstein files are showing. The leaders of the world have been committing whoredom. The wind hath bound her up in wings, and they shall be ashamed because their sacrifices. Oh, I tell you, the nations are falling apart today. Why? Because of the sin that men and women have committed against a holy God. God wants us to live holy, godly, righteous. Jack Treber, I'm talking to you today. You've not finished your race yet. Live holy, live godly, live righteous. Live with integrity, live with purity, live with honesty, live with truth. Father, God, there must be a spiritual revival. There has to be. May it show up. May our churches be filled again, just filled with people hungry in the Bible. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Do a great work in these closing moments before eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.